Get ready for it. Episode number 22, Which Way Is Life? My guest today, Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn. How to prevent and reverse heart disease, what to eat at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and the one food you should add to your diet right away with New York Times bestselling author Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn. Which Way Is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Which Way Is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. You get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt. That's real. Real Salt brand sea salt.
Which Way Is Life? Your roadmap to a healthier, inspired life. Bill talks with trendsetting doctors, fitness gurus, life coaches, celebrities, athletes, and other interesting experts to help you find the life you want to live. Get inspired. Get healthy. Reconnect with life. Here's Bill Klaproth.
So happy to bring on Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn with us today on Which Way Is Life. Dr. Caldwell Esselstyn is the author of Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease, a New York Times best-selling guide to the life-saving diet that can both prevent and help reverse the effects of heart disease, something we should all be very interested in. Dr. Esselstyn, so happy to talk with you today. Thank you for sharing your time. Can you quickly let us in on your personal life? Who are you when you're not saving the world?
Oh, well, Bill, thank you. It's glad to be with you. I presently work at the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute, where I direct the cardiovascular disease prevention and reversal program that pretty well follows the framework and structure of our research over the last 32 years, which clearly indicates that heart disease, as I always like to say, is nothing more than a toothless paper tiger that need never, ever exist. And if it does exist, it need never, ever progress. This is a completely benign foodborne illness.
Wow. Okay. Well, I am looking forward to getting into that. Well, Dr. Esselstyn, I like to start the show with the one thing. Are you ready?
Sure.
Can you quickly share with us one thing someone can do to improve their life today?
Yeah. So hopefully if they listen to this message, they'll understand that 80% of chronic illness is something that can be prevented with eating whole food plant-based nutrition.
80%.
That's right.
Wow. So let's get into this. What is the main cause of heart disease?
Well, yeah, you're going to have to hang on your seat for a minute because there may be a couple of new terms here. But all experts in this disease would agree that where cardiovascular disease has its onset, its inception, is when we progressively injure the life jacket and the guardian of our blood vessels, which happens to be that delicate innermost lining, which we call the endothelium, E-N-D-O-T-H-E-L-I-U-N. The endothelium manufactures an absolutely magic molecule of gas, nitric oxide, which is the salvation and the great protector of all of our blood vessels. What does it do? That functions as it keeps all the cellular elements within our bloodstream flowing smoothly like Teflon rather than Velcro, keeps things from getting sticky. Number two, nitric oxide is the strongest blood vessel dilator in the body. When you climb stairs, the arteries to your heart, the arteries to your legs, they widen, they dilate. That's nitric oxide. Number three, nitric oxide can prevent the wall of the artery from becoming thickened, stiff, or inflamed, protect us from high blood pressure or hypertension. Number four, nitric oxide in a normal amount will protect us from ever developing blockages or plaque. So literally, everybody on the planet who has cardiovascular disease has their disease because they have so sufficiently trashed, injured, and compromised the capacity of their endotheliums to make nitric oxide, they don't have enough to protect themselves. Now, a couple of examples of how early that begins to happen. When we autopsy our GIs who died of combat in Korea, 80% of those average 20-year-olds already had gross evidence of coronary artery disease you could see without a microscope. Not enough, for their cardiac events yet, but there the foothold of the disease was established. Now, 45 years later, that same study was repeated, this time in 1999, looking at young women and men between the ages of 17 and 34 who have died of accidents, homicides, and suicides. And lo and behold, the disease now is ubiquitous. Everybody. So if you have the foundation for this disease when you're a late teenager and in your early 20s and early 30s, it's not surprising that we then finally begin to see these cardiovascular events like heart attack and stroke occur by the time they're in their late 40s, 50s, and 60s, and so on.
So what are we doing wrong early in life that is starting this negative progression?
What are the foods that every time they pass your lips, you injure delicately that fine lining? They are any oil, olive oil, corn oil, soybean oil, safflower oil, sunflower oil, coconut oil, palm oil in a cracker, oil in a piece of bread, oil in a salad dressing, and anything that is a mother or face, meat, fish, chicken, fowl, turkey, and anything that's dairy, milk, cream, butter, cheese, ice cream, yogurt, and sugary drinks, excesses of maple syrup, molasses, and honey, and stevia and agave. Now, the interesting thing is that there are, here in this country, we have made a $1 billion health industry around an illness that doesn't even exist in half the planet. For instance, if you were a cardiovascular surgeon and tried to hang out your shingle in Okinawa, rural China, the Papua Highlands in New Guinea, Central Africa, the Tarahumara Indians in northern Mexico, forget it. You better plan on selling pencils. There is no cardiovascular disease there. Why? Because they all thrive on whole food, plant-based nutrition. They're eating all these marvelous grains for their cereal, bread, and pasta, 101 different types of legumes and beans, and all these wonderful vegetables that are red, yellow, green, and potatoes, and some fruit. And now there are hundreds and hundreds of recipes with this kind of that make delicious menus for these kinds of foods. And it's really exciting to see increasingly professional athletes are recognizing that they have much quicker recovery and greater stamina when they're eating whole food, plant-based nutrition.
Okay, so let's break it down for the listener right now. That all sounds good, and you just listed off a ton of stuff that we should stay away from. What is it we really need to concentrate on when we go to the grocery store? What should we be picking up?
Well, what you should do is you should go and pick up things that don't have an ingredients or a label. In other words, if you're living off of a box, a bag, or a can, now you got a problem. In other words, you go to the section where there's produce. You pick up the bok choy, Swiss chard, kale, collards, collard green, beet greens, mustard green, turnip greens, napa cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, cilantro, parsley, spinach, and potatoes and asparagus. In other words, things that are there that are fresh, that are off the produce that does not have a label. It's not in a box.
It almost sounds like you're advocating a vegetarian diet.
In my book, you'll never see the words vegetarian or vegan.
Okay.
I have great respect for the people that want to eat that way. But our approach is whole food, plant-based nutrition. I mean, I treat vegans for heart disease. Vegans eat oil. Vegans eat French fries. Vegans eat glazed donuts. You know, the things that we mentioned that will injure the endothelial lining.
Right. But you say nothing with a face, so there's no meat, there's no fish, and there's
no... That's right. You're very clear. You got it right. There's no meat. Yeah.
And no...
Meat will just absolutely accelerate this injury.
And no poultry either, and no fish? Is that right?
You have gone to the head of the class, Bill. I'm proud of you.
Dr. Esselstyn, thank you. Finally, I'm getting somewhere in my life. Thank you. Okay,
let me just share. Yes. If they got any time left, or is we gone?
Yeah, of course, no. Let's. I want people to hear this and change. I want people to eat better and live longer. So let's make it happen.
That's the whole point. What we did was back 32 years ago, we took patients, 20, some of these who were just absolutely ravaged with heart disease. They had failed their first or second bypass. They had failed their first or second angioplasty. They were too sick for these procedures, or they had refused. There were five that were told by their expert cardiologist they wouldn't live out the year. Those five made it beyond 20 years. And we began to see some striking things happen. They lost weight. Their diabetes began to disappear. And when we carefully studied them, they were reversing their heart disease with whole food, plant-based nutrition. Of the 90% who were adherent to this program, 99.4% over close to 4 years avoided any further cardiovascular events, which is absolutely unheard of.
And I think that is a great point to make, is that you can reverse this. So if you're in your 40s or 50s, or can you be in your 60s and 70s and reverse this, Dr. Esselstyn? Does it
work?
Oh,
yeah. The oldest patient I have is with this was 92.
Okay, so good point. You can reverse this. You can by
diet. Let's talk about reversal, because there are about eight different types of reversal. Now, the one that is the jazziest of all, of course, is if somebody comes in and they got a blockage in the coronary artery, which rides on the outside of the heart before it dives into the heart muscle. That's where most of these blockages will occur. We find that about a fourth of those, if they are made up primarily of inflammation, fat, and cholesterol, and that the patient makes these profound nutritional modification changes, they can. We often will see shrinkage of that blockage. On the other hand, about three quarters of those blockages there will be made up of fibrosis, scar, and calcification, and really it's unlikely that those will regress. But what does happen is all the intramuscular cascade of the arteries as it continues into the heart muscle, that's where you do not see standard blockages or plaque. But those vessels are also injured because the endothelium has been so beaten down that what was once your friend, your endothelium, is now in its beaten down state, making endothelin and thromboxane, which are two vasoconstrictive molecules, so that even though you have this blockage in the outside, additionally, with these thousands of interdigitating blood vessels that are within the heart muscle itself, as they begin to revert back to normal, because the nice thing about this disease is not a malignancy. When you eat properly, you restore the capacity of the endothelial cell not only to stop making those vasoconstrictors, which are giving you symptoms, but the whole cascade starts to dilate, and now your angina begins to disappear, or the chest pain, that is to say. Yeah, very exciting.
So you can reverse this. That's good. You're bringing me down with all this stuff, I got to tell you, with all this endothelium destruction happening in our bodies. You're killing me
with
this stuff.
Yeah, but every time, you see, it doesn't happen with one meal. But you've been eating this way, as most kids do, starting at age 2, 3, or 4. And what happens when your endothelium takes a hit? It takes an injury every time those foods, not a big one, and your body probably heals 90% of that hit or that injury. But that 10% that remains accumulates. Now you're a teenager. Now you begin to build up this fatty plaque on the inside of your artery. You keep eating this way, it continues and continues and accumulates. Now, in your late 40s and 50s, all these injuries that have started since you were a child are enough to really give you symptomatic clinical heart disease or a heart attack or a stroke. That doesn't ever have to happen. And you can stop this disease when you restore your endothelium.
And that is the good news. So you're saying that pack of Cheetos a day since I was 8 is bad?
That's like putting a gun to your head.
Oh my. Okay, yeah. So all right. So you've really given us some great information here. But again, I'm all about breaking it down for the listener. So help me out. You've told us what to shop for in the store. Can you give us a basic meal plan? What do we eat in the morning then?
Well, I think I'll tell you what I like is old-fashioned Quaker rolled oats. In other words, I like to eat them as a dry cereal by doing the following. After I pour the rolled oats into the bowl, then I'll have a few raisins, a banana, and then, believe it or not, I'll have raspberries, blueberries, strawberries, and blackberries. Then I'll wet it down with some oat milk, O-A-T, or unsweetened almond milk, okay?
The silk milk is okay, then?
No,
right?
I didn't know. What I said was either almond oat milk or unsweetened almond.
Unsweetened almond milk. Yeah. Okay, but I think silk makes it. But I'm just saying in general, like the silk milk in general is okay because that's not really dairy, right?
I would, my favorites would be oat milk or unsweetened almond.
Mm-hmm. Okay, you're going crazy with all that stuff you put in there. I love it.
What it gives you is a tremendous amount of really very safe calories and so many what we call antioxidants or polyphenols. And these are the things that combat inflammation.
Dr. Esselstyn, can you have a cup of coffee with this, or is that out too?
Well, if you've had heart disease, I don't like you to have coffee with caffeine.
You're bringing me down again.
Well, you be brave, Bill. You can do it.
Okay, so for a mid-morning snack, I would imagine a piece of fruit would be good. All right, help us out at lunch. Great idea, suggestion for breakfast. What do we do at lunch?
Probably at lunch, I'd have some sort of a sandwich, which you can easily make with some sort of whole wheat or whole grain bread, which maybe toast a little bit, spread some hummus on it that has not got tahini or olive oil in it, and on top of that, then you can put some shredded spinach or arugula, and now you've really got some slices of zucchini, and you can eat that as an open sandwich, or as my wife makes some wonderful soups with beans and onions and many, many greens that literally you can almost walk on. They're so thick. That's another alternative for lunch.
Ooh, and that, that sounds
evening,
very good.
The evening meal, my favorite would come from the Caribbean, where we really first learned about how absolutely wonderful beans and rice can be. And you can chop up on that some scallions, tomatoes, peppers, maybe some peas, corn, water chestnuts, and then a little bit of salsa.
That sounds really good. Can you come over to fix this for me? So let me ask you this. Okay, so you've fed me now. Can I have a glass of wine with that at night?
I would say that I have no problem with your having a glass of wine at the on Saturday night, but if you have to have two or three glasses every day, I want you to talk to me because alcohol is a toxin. For women, it is a risk factor for breast cancer. So I certainly wouldn't want you to start doing that on a regular basis.
Oh, so you had me. I was excited, and then you killed me again with the one day a week.
Yeah, you're bringing me down again.
We're
cleaning you up.
Dr. Esselstyn, you're bringing me down again. So you fed us breakfast, you fed us lunch, you fed us dinner. Those are really good suggestions, and I love the fact that this is reversible for somebody of age if they start eating this way and paying attention. You can reverse the effects of heart disease, which is really, really important.
Well, it's not only heart disease, because what we found when we were treating these patients, we found that also what would disappear would be their high blood pressure, their hypertension, their diabetes, their risk for stroke, and interestingly enough, also it protects them from the risk of vascular dementia. And, of course, as far as the gastrointestinal tract, you could take care of Crohn's disease, you can take care of ulcerative colitis, you can reverse rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, multiple sclerosis, allergies, asthma, and the list goes on. It's really so exciting to think that here in the 21st century, medicine has finally discovered really the most powerful tool in its toolbox, because the seismic revolution in health that is really at right at our feet today is never going to happen with the invention of another pill, another procedure, or another operation. The seismic revolution is when we are going to have the will and the grit and the determination to share with the public what is the degree of nutritional literacy for them to be able to be empowered as the locus of control to halt and eliminate chronic illness.
Amen to that. If you were here right now, I'd give you a fist bump. Amen to that. There's so much positive benefit in this. Everybody should look at this. But let me ask you this, Dr. Esselstein. It's tough, man. How do we give up all the stuff that we're eating? Millions and millions of people
who have lived this way for hundreds of years. They cherish the diet that
I know, but think about today. Okay, so say you're an of age person, but you're used to, but maybe you eat well, but you have the occasional burger and you like some ice cream and you do eat some processed goods.
No, you don't do that because you're talking about almost like a wholesale life change.
I mean, that's not easy, but so help
Bill,
us.
You go to the head of the class.
Get me there. How do we do this? Come on. You're not making this easy. This is tough, but it's the right thing to do. How do we mentally come to grips with this?
Well, if you come to grips with it when you... most men will come to grips with it in a hurry when they realize that the typical Western diet is what's causing them to have what we call erectile dysfunction, which is something that we found that is reversible as well.
Okay.
And that actually works for both parties.
Well, that's one reason that would cause you to really adopt this type of a change. Right. But for the rest of us, I mean, this is a pretty big change. This isn't swap. This isn't an easy swap. How do we get there? How do we do this?
Well, we've treated now about 800 patients. And if you've heard what I said, anybody who is listening to your program, who is over the age of 17, who has been eating the traditional Western diet, they know from the autopsy study that I quoted from 1999, that literally everybody between the ages of 17 and 34, men and women, the disease has already got a toehold. Its foundation is there. Now, as you get older, how can you possibly guarantee that by the time you're in your 60s and 70s, you've had a heart attack? The next thing that may happen is you may drift off into that terrible situation that we call cerebral drift, which is a way of saying you're getting vascular dementia. You get forgetful, you don't remember your friends' names, and then you don't remember your wife's name. And that's nothing that's more tragic than that. And the exciting thing is that people have got to be able to have the knowledge and the education, because that's our responsibility, to educate the public to the fact that they themselves are going to be empowered to prevent themselves from having these absolutely miserable ways of dying and ending their life.
Mm, you're so right about that. And our mutual friend, Dr. Michael Roizen, would say, envision yourself in the future, and how do you want to be? Do you want to be active and healthy or not? So if you visualize yourself in the future and you want to be that active, healthy, alert person playing with the grandchildren, still being the travel and do the things you want to do, make the change now. So that's, I guess, how you go ahead and start putting what you talk about, installing this diet in place.
Yes.
All right, Dr. Esselstein, I'm not done with you yet. Hang on a little bit. Coming up, we get the high five from Dr. Esselstein. And if I could ask a quick favor, after the interview, if you could, go to iTunes, jump on over there, and rate and review the show. That way we gain a wider audience, and it gives us a chance to help more people, which this podcast is about. So if you could take 30 seconds and do that, I would appreciate it. The high five with Dr. Esselstein is next. Which Way is Life is brought to you by Audible.com. And just for listening to Which Way is Life, first off, thank you. Audible is offering a free audiobook download with a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check it out. I am into Well-Designed Life by Kyra Bobinet. It's a book with 10 lessons in brain science and design thinking for a mindful, healthy, purposeful life. It's really good stuff. If you want to check it out, you can, or other books, just go to audibletrial.com/whichwayislife. Again, that's audibletrial.com/whichwayislife for your free audio book. Which Way is Life is also brought to you by Real Salt. Now, you probably already use sea salt on your food because you know of its health benefits, but is your salt real? Take a look at the ingredients panel. You might be surprised at what you see. A lot of salts contain fillers, anti-caking chemicals, even dextrose, which is a type of, yes, sugar. And you want to find a salt that hasn't been stripped of its minerals or had chemicals added. Real Salt brand is an unrefined salt from an ancient ocean in central Utah. With Real Salt, you get all the minerals, all the flavor, and all the benefits of sea salt that's real. Real Salt brand sea salt. Find it at your local health food store or go to realsalt.com. Time for the high five with my guest today, Dr. Esselstyn. Dr. Esselstyn, are you ready?
I'm waiting.
Oh, here we go, baby. All right. If you had one food, just one food to recommend that we immediately add to our diet, what would it be?
I would think that the thing that you'd want to think about would be green leafy vegetables. And they are bok choy, Swiss chard, kale, collards, collard green, beet greens, mustard green, turnip greens, napa cabbage, Brussels sprouts, broccoli, cauliflower, cilantro, parsley, spinach, and arugula. And Bill, thank you for having me as your guest.
I'm not done with you yet, Dr. Esselstyn. You should write a rap song with those. You know those. They just fall right off. It's crazy.
They just do.
I'm telling you, you got a rap career. Question number two, knowing what you know now, what would you tell your younger self?
Well, I think that probably, if I could somehow think back to that time, it would be to really get this whole concept of whole food nutrition into the schools, because, believe it or not, when the kids understand that this is the right thing to do, and they are so open-minded to the to see the tragedies of what it has done to their, perhaps, their grandparents and so forth. When they realize the power of this and you get it into the schools, then it's going to be game over. Now, this is where we will, absolutely, this nation, which is being pulled into debtor's prison today faster than anything by the entitlements, especially Medicare and Medicaid, the way to end this is to have people improve their health and eliminate illness. And the exciting thing is we have the tools to do that now.
That's a wonderful point. All right, question number three. If you had to recommend a book to our audience, what would it be?
The China Study by my good friend Colin Campbell.
Okay, The China Study. And we'll put a link in the show notes page at radiomd.com. Question number four, what's your favorite quote? Can you share a favorite quote with us?
Well, I think I mentioned it at the outset, that cardiovascular disease is nothing more than a toothless paper tiger that need never, ever exist. And if it does exist, it need never, ever progress. This is a completely benign foodborne illness.
Mm-hmm. And question number five, finish this sentence, if you would. Throughout my life, the most important thing I've learned is?
The loving relationship that I have with my wife.
That's terrific, and that's a great message, that's for sure. Well, Dr. Esselstyn, thank you so much. How can we connect with you, learn more about you? How can we do that?
Well, our website, dresselstyn.com.
This book is terrific. Please pick it up. Dr. Caldwell B. Esselstyn, author of Prevent and Reverse Heart Disease. Thank you so much for your time today. We really appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Bill.
And we're going to put your practices we're going to put your advice into practice.
Okay. You
All right,
got
thank
it.
You again. And remember, enjoy the little things in life, because one day you will look back and realize they were the big things. Thanks again for listening to Which Way Is Life. Remember to catch every episode. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or my show page at radiomd.com. There's a whole bunch of ways that you could subscribe so you catch every episode. We publish a new episode every Monday and Thursday. And if I could ask a favor, please take 30 seconds and rate the podcast on iTunes. The reason being is we want to attract more people just like you to the show. And we want to help as many people as we can. And the only way we can do that is if you rate it, which helps us gain more visibility. So thank you. Just jump on over to iTunes. Take 30 seconds. I would appreciate it. Which Way Is Life is produced by RadioMD.com, award-winning health podcast. I'd also like to thank my producer, Pamela Moore. I'm Bill Klaproth. You can find me on Twitter, at Which Way Is Life. Same thing on Facebook, at Which Way Is Life. You can check out the show notes at RadioMD.com for all of my episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.